I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the pre-show, brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Chris Mack, Jim Colony is running around doing his thing, perhaps with a body cam on. Producer Matt is here. Colin is off for the rest of the week. And you may be off for the rest of the week at this point as well, to be quite honest, because it's getting to be the getting time for Thanksgiving weekend. Let's be honest, today is our Friday, okay? So we'll have a whole bunch of the usual football stuff that we usually do on a Friday in our Wednesday show, and it's still a Wednesday show, so we'll still talk to Jason Mackey. A lot going on. That's the schematics of the show. But what it boils down to is today is our Friday, essentially. And for you, Friday may have been yesterday. Friday may have been last Friday. Who knows? People do it. I've found, producer Matt, have you found that Thanksgiving break gets longer and longer every year, it feels like?
Yeah, like I'm not sure if this is a normal day off for people or not.
It's like, I can't.
My wife's off.
Yeah.
So like, schools are off. Some schools.
Schools are off. My kids got an early dismissal yesterday, and they're not back until Tuesday. They get Monday. Of course, everybody gets Monday off. Hunting season. Jim, it feels like the Thanksgiving holiday has expanded.
I mean, like birthdays, like birthday weeks.
Right.
And birthday months.
Exactly.
May as well celebrate the whole year. Right?
It's always a celebration with Jim.
I don't know about that.
Hey, did you ever get any clarification on your Christmas tree question from the people at McTighe's?
I did do some research, and here's my theory. That places that are like a garden center, okay, McTighe's would be one, like Bakerstown, Glenshaw. You know, you guys have, I'd throw out a plug for the South Hills if I could.
Meters, but, there's...
Yeah, so, the places that where you would go and get at plants, you know. So they have a bunch of Christmas trees.
The big one down on Streets Run that always gets flooded. I can't remember the name.
And they have a lot of them. So they might get, like, a couple of shipments. So my theory that it's, you know, to wait a little bit to get the Christmas tree, because we usually wait until roughly 2 weeks before Christmas.
Wow, that is...
Whatever that 2 weekends before Christmas is, that's typically when we get it.
That is late.
Yeah, but we'll get the second batch of trees if we do that. However, if you like to support local civic organizations, for example, the Boy Scouts, you know, they sell Christmas trees at the corner at Wagner's, Cedar Run, and Middle Road.
Right.
And I'm sure, you know, they're all over the place, you know, local fundraiser kind of things, you know, fire companies, for example.
Right.
They would be more liable to get one shipment and maybe not quite as many.
Okay.
But basically, so in other words, it doesn't, at a place like that, if you like to say, and that's great, if you want to support whatever local.
Chapin's on Streets Run Road in Baldwin. Okay. Sorry.
So if you want to, you know, you support whatever local group it is, then it really doesn't matter when you buy it. Because that tree arrived, whether you buy it today or you buy it in 2 weeks,
that tree's been
sitting around for a couple, you know.
But the bigger places, they get reinforcements.
They should get reinforcements.
All right.
So that's kind of what I was told. But even then, I question whether or not that would make any difference because, you know, in East, wherever Maine or wherever these trees come from, that... You know, or northern Pennsylvania,
have
I guess, probably
just,
around
they,
here, that they've already been cut anyway.
Cut them all down already.
Yeah, so
exactly.
I don't know. I don't know. But we're just going to continue to do it the way we do it. You know, get it 2 weeks before Christmas and then take it down right after New Year's.
But see, that's the other thing, is like people used to wait to get their Christmas trees until right before Christmas. And now the Christmas season gets expanded and there's people who already have their trees up.
And then the next part about it, I don't know what... I know you guys have a box set, which is,
right.
I think, with kids and animals, that makes a lot of sense. But you know, we've never had animals except for our kids, and now they're grown. And so what we do is we'll put the tree up, and then we'll string the lights, but we don't put the ornaments up until Christmas Eve, when the kids come home.
What?
Yeah.
This is major breaking news, Jim.
No, I mean, it's a, you know, so it looks nice from the street. In other words, you drive by our house,
right. You see the tree in the window.
Yeah.
There's lights.
The lights are there, and it looks very
classic.
But
it's just lights.
Yeah. And then when the kids when the kids come home, New Year's Eve is when we decorate.
I wonder if there's more people that do it that way.
I don't know.
Because
that's just the way that we've done it. You know,
it's a great idea because when the family all gets back together, you
really
pull out all the old ornaments and
yeah, and when you think about it, well, the kids have pretty much been gone for over.
Don't date yourself,
now.
Jim.
Yeah. Well, Pat graduated from college in 09, so, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been doing it that way for a while. And we've also got too many ornaments now. And we've even given them away. What we did, I don't know if you guys do this. What we did is we would buy one ornament per year.
Yes.
For each kid.
Okay. We do a family ornament every year with, like, everybody's name on it.
Okay. But what we've, so then the idea being is that now that they're out of the house, they've got, you know, 20 plus years worth of ornaments to get started. One from, you know, in Chris's case, what, starting in 1984, Pat, 87.
Mm-hmm.
And so each year, like if we went to a Gunkwit, Maine, for example, you get like a little lobster trap Christmas ornament kind of thing, you know. So that's what we've done. And yet even after distributing the kids' ornaments, we have too many of them.
You accumulate them over the years.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine.
This is really intriguing to me, the idea of just stringing the lights and having the tree up with no ornaments until everybody gets
back.
Right,
but if the kids were around, we did it. I can't remember when we would. But I'd have to actually, I honestly can't remember the way we used to do it. I just know the way that we do it now.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So we have big news in fan country, I guess, or
the turkey train?
No. Well, no, that is big news, that they're bringing in the turkey train. As they called it, at 9 o'clock this morning.
There was a memo about how there'll be food at 9. Usually what happens is it just says, like, the office closes at 2, and they might be a party at 2.
Right.
You work in the morning.
You
get
nothing.
Oh, you put in your full 8 to 10-hour day.
You're done. Get out of here.
We don't care about you. But we're going to close at 2. And then, of course, it's even worse for, like, the PM team because those guys are still working.
You bring up the PM
team. Uh-oh. Oh, that's right.
This is the big news.
It is.
We have a new Mueller has arrived.
Yeah.
The baby has arrived. It actually arrived, let's see, it would be...
He has dad's hair.
Almost 36 hours ago now. Hold on, I want to...
Lennox Theo Mueller.
Yes, Lennox Theo Mueller. I want to get the exact time.
7:07
Monday night. 7 pounds, 12 ounces, 21 inches. God bless you, Alex. God bless you.
According to Chris, apparently young Lennox gave mom a difficult time.
A fight.
I remember yelling at Pat.
But everyone's doing well, which is good news.
Yeah.
And no truth to the rumor that Mueller has already set up a hoop in the kids' room so that he can quickly acclimate to the family standard of banging 9 threes in a row.
We had a little tiny basketball in Chris's.
Little plush basketball?
Yeah.
That's the way to
do it. A little tiny, you know, not a little tiny one, but... I mean, it was still safe for kids, but like a little felt basketball. Yeah, sure. So, it's never too young.
So, yes, little Lennox Theo Mueller will start working on his outside stroke just days from now, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm already calling him LT.
Does Chris appreciate that?
I think he did. He liked my you know, I sent that on Twitter as a congratulatory note.
I had heard rumors yesterday morning that things had happened on Monday night. But we hadn't heard anything.
Oh, so yeah, we couldn't.
And so I texted Malzy on my way out the door yesterday and said, "Hey, what's going on?" And he texted back and sent me some pictures and just said, "Yeah, we haven't announced anything yet." But and then yesterday afternoon, I guess it was, it's right up there with the baby reveal, the official social media announcement of the birth of your child.
Yeah, things have changed. Matt, are you young? No, you're not young enough to have been announced via social media.
No. Jeez.
Wait a minute. I mean, because
hold on. Is your mom still on that? Wasn't your mom on that Bitmoji tip for a while?
Yeah, she still is.
Yeah. See, so yeah. she's social media set.
Right. She's
that's
savvy.
Social media for a parent.
Right.
Yeah, but you were born when? Like in 90 what?
93.
Okay.
Oh God.
I know.
Sorry, my heart sank.
I was almost 50. Yeah, so I don't know when that started, when you had to make the announcement via social media, probably about 10 years ago, maybe?
It was right around the time our first was born, right around the time Ava was born. Because I remember mentioning it and, like, putting a picture on Facebook or whatever.
Sure.
But you didn't do it right away. And then I remember when Braden was born, which would have been 5.5 years ago, I tried to be clever and cute with it. And I did, like, a fake draft announcement, like with the first pick in the 2020 whatever NHL draft, the Pittsburgh Penguins select Braden. And so I I don't know when that became a thing.
Okay. I'm trying to remember, like, when our kids were born, if I, like, took pictures right away, got them developed, and then brought them into work. You know, back when you had to actually get photos
back
developed.
When you actually had to get pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom.
I remember doing that in Boston. I remember 30 years ago doing that with Pat. And I think it was fairly, like, the next day or so that I had, I actually did go into work with photos.
Do you remember disposable cameras?
Yeah.
I still
have them.
Really?
Sure.
I just remember those being a thing. Like, you'd have disposable cameras. Like, you wouldn't take pictures on a phone because phones didn't do that yet.
Right, you take them to the place and they crack it open,
right,
break the camera, and then develop the develop the film. Some people, I think you can still get those. I know. I remember when one of our rafting trips, we bought a waterproof camera, disposable waterproof camera. none of the photos came out.
No,
it was
of course.
A complete waste.
But I just remember, like, I want to say, like, when some of my friends got married, like the bachelor parties, people would bring disposable cameras.
You don't want to bring a camera.
Well no, but see, this is the thing. Again, as we talk about things changing and evolving,
yeah.
Back then, you'd have a disposable camera. Someone would take some stupid pictures. The camera would just get destroyed.
Right, but the
photos
still,
never saw the light of day.
Okay, but
it's like that scene at the end of, what's the movie? Bradley Cooper and they go to Vegas.
I mean, The Hangover?
The Hangover, thank you. Where they look at the pictures and then say, okay, we're going to delete them all now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I do like the end of those movies when they show up all the photos.
Right.
Those are very funny.
So it was kind of like that. Like, all the pictures would exist for a brief, fleeting moment, and then they'd get destroyed.
Then Ed Helms with the monkey around his head or whatever.
Yes.
It was.
But, like, now, people instantly post them. There's no lag time for people to say, no, don't put that out there. It just instantly goes out. It's part of the problem.
Yeah, but
the
difference is that if you develop the things you're talking about, if you develop those photos are there. Here, you can be stupid and put stuff up online that are going to be there all the time, but you can just look at them and then get rid of them, and then no one ever sees them again.
No one ever see them again? Like, I don't trust...
You think there's somebody up there in the cloud?
I don't trust the cloud,
everything?
And I don't trust the phone. Like, it's no coincidence... That I talked to, like, producer Matt and I talked about whipped cream on Thanksgiving dessert earlier. I guarantee you I'm going to get an ad on my phone later today when I'm scrolling through Facebook for Ready Whip or something.
You know, something like that. I wish I could remember what it is. Something like that happened to me, like, yesterday or the day before. Same thing. Something that we had talked about. And then an ad showed up.
Right. The phone's listening, Jim.
Hmm.
Right. Exactly.
Shut up!
All right. Jim is in for the entire show again, which is lovely.
Yeah.
We'll have Jeff Schwartz at 9 o'clock. Ryan O'Halloran of the Denver Post at 8:30 to talk Steelers-Broncos. Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider, at 8 o'clock. Pat Bostick, thank you, James, for the entire 7 a.m. hour. Plenty of stuff to talk about with Pitt getting ready to head down to Miami. Ranked Pitt Panthers. As the playoff rankings came out last night, and they are 24th in those. Plus, a lot to talk about. Some things that we forgot about that probably need to be brought up again in relation to who can and can't or may not play in Denver for health issues. A lot to get to today as it's Wednesday, but it's kind of Friday, or maybe it's your who knows what day it is. Get ready to send you off into the Thanksgiving holiday here on the Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.